And then he said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Amen. Well, he wasn't talking about the one he's in because ain't nothing up there to bind.
Amen.
Come on. That's Matthew 18:18. Whatever. So the manifold wisdom of God that we, the church on the earth and the atmosphere above us, we rule. That's what we're supposed to do. We have dominion. We have authority. Because God has put the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, put the church in charge. And men have been saying, walking around saying, God's in control. And I know you heard it. Well, if he's in control, he's sure doing a poor job. Children are starving. Come on. All kind of diseases rampaging through the lives of people. Babies are being killed before they come out the womb. Women are being raped. Crimes are being committed. And God's in control. And I just read, and we just read, God is a good God. We just got through saying, God is a good God. Do you call all that what I just said good? If he's in control, why did he allow that? And being a good God, you mean to tell me that's good for God, for me to be poor?
No.
For me to be sick?
No.
For my life to be ripped apart?
No.
For storms and tornadoes and hurricanes to rip through this land and tear up my house and tear up my property and kill my children, kill my wife and whatever? And we don't live our lives on the earth. Is he in control of that?
No.
Is that good?
No.
But that's what men say. That's what they tell us. Amen. Well, God, that's God's in control. I know you heard it.
Amen.
But let me call your attention to something. Fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus got on the ship. He just got through teaching the disciples. I don't have time to turn that. So you can turn there and read it around 34th, 35th verse, somewhere there where it starts. You can read it. He got on the ship. He had been teaching them all day. Before he went down in the hidden part of the ship and went to sleep, he said, let us go to the other side. And he went down in the ship and went to sleep, and a storm rose on the sea. Didn't it do it? And the disciples said, they went down and they woke him up and said, Master, let me paraphrase, Master, we're going to die. Do you care? that's what they were thinking. And Jesus, what did the Bible say? Jesus got up and rebuked the wind, and the sea became calm. God sent that storm, and Jesus got up and rebuked God. How did that sound? Because the storm came, and we see the storm come from God. And the Son had to rebuke the Father and get him in his place. I tell you, we got a devil loose, and we need to take care of him. You the one going to do something about that devil trying to run rampage in your life, trying to mess over your life. You the one God gave you authority to say you stop that. Hallelujah. Trying to deceive you and make you think that you're supposed to be poor. You tell him right in his face, I'm rich and you can't do nothing about it. I'm strong and not the weak. I'm the head, not the tail. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. To the intent that now to the principalities and powers in heavenly place might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God, that we have been granted such authority to rule on this earth. You say, why are these things so out of control? Because men don't take their place. And men stand, men stand and say something that God didn't say. Let me go on, just go on just a little further. According to his eternal purpose, this is verse 11, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Notice, according to his eternal purpose. His eternal purpose for us to rule. What did he say in Matthew 6, 9 and 10? What did he say? Thy will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. Is there any sickness in heaven? Is there any poverty in heaven? Is there any dying and killing in heaven? Where is it happening? On earth. Because we are not doing his will. Some of us are. But for the most part, you understand what I'm saying. Men are not doing the will of God. They're doing their own thing. But my point is, God said, it's God's will if there's no sickness in heaven, it's God's will that there be no sickness in earth. If there's no poverty in heaven, it's God's will that there be no poverty in this earth. Well, why is it here? We got a devil loose. Now, I can't rule him. I can't rule over your house. I can only do that to a certain degree as you give me permission and we can come in agreement. But I sure can take care of what happened in my household. Okay. You can do the same thing. I say, you can do the same thing. I say, you can do the same thing. Somebody else may not believe it and don't believe. So I don't believe all that stuff. I don't believe. Well, you're just going to get beat up then.
Okay.
But I said, listen to this. I remember this been many years ago. And I believe you can have what you say. Been many years ago, I was walking. We were living on the hill there. And this, like I said, been many years ago because we live where we live now for about how many, 20, it's 90 since we moved, that we moved 90, 94, and so that's 23, 24 years, something like that. Many years ago, we were living on the hill, going to, you know, like you go to 32 going toward Oklahoma. We were living on the hill. And I was walking, I don't know, I can't remember why, walking out to my vehicle, I was outside, but I remember the revelation hit me. I turned and came back in the house, and I got Cora, and I said, and we made a declaration. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Our children will serve the Lord. Every one of them will serve the Lord. Are they? All our grandchildren are going to serve the Lord. In fact, when the great get here, they're going to serve the Lord. Can you do that? Who told you had a right to do that? I got it from the Father. Before my grandchildren, before my great-great-grandchildren, my great-grandchildren get here, their life will already be arranged because I'm going to speak some things and set some things in place by the word of God. And you need to do the same thing about your household. You need to stop just letting the devil run in and mess up your household. Who are you? I am a new creature. I'm a son of God. Amen. Who are you? I'm a new creature, a son of God. Listen to me. These things won't happen just by reading your Bible a couple of times and remembering a couple of scriptures. You didn't get the size you are in the natural, eating a few meals every once in a while. You help yourself three and four times a day. One time when I was young, I ate six times a day. And this is a negative confession, but just... They said I ate so much it made me poor to tote it. You know what poor to tote it means? It made me poor to carry it. No. I just was real active then. Now, this word, it's up to you. It's up to me. God is telling us we can have what we say. Don't let nobody cheat you out of your reward, your inheritance, and who you are and what you have. You say, well, I was born in a broken home. So what? You're hearing the word now. I don't know who my parents is. Do you know Jesus?
Okay.
Have you been born again? You got the best father. Now God's your father now. You got the best father anyone could have. And he knows how to do a father part. And he will do a father part. You just got to let him. Hello?
Amen.
I say hello?
Amen.
Now watch this. He said in verse 11, let's look at it again. Look at it again. According to his eternal, he did this according to his eternal purpose. He did it. Who can change it? Who can alter it? Who has the authority to alter this? Satan come up trying to tell you that you can't do that and you don't have no right. You remember when they was telling Jesus and they were asking, why did he do those things? And Jesus, I'm going to ask you a question. When John was baptizing, was his baptism from heaven or was it of men? And they reasoned among themselves and said, well, if we say that and he said, we can't tell you. He said, well, I'm not going to tell you why I'm doing it. You won't tell me. I am not telling you.